Hey, welcome to Kristen and Chill. It's Kristen from Kristen and Chill. Kristen Carney is my name. Chill is not my last name. But I did see a billboard today that was a McDonald's billboard. And we all know I love McDonald's. And there were two icy drinks on it. And it said something like, it doesn't get any chiller than this. And if someone wants to Photoshop me onto that billboard, that would be awesome. Email me at contact@kristenandchill.com and get that as a really cool banner or something. I didn't think I was actually going to pitch that as a thing until I just said to email me, but that would be fun to have on hand. I would really love to post that on Instagram at least daily. You know, I'm not annoying on there. I don't post a lot. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, I only post enough to let you know that I'm still alive, but they're always good posts. So you can follow me on Instagram at Chris Carn. So this episode is not at all really about too much mental health stuff. It's actually a lot about movies, but kind of ties into mental health. Like we talk about crying at the movies, getting angry at the movies because people talk. But I really should do another episode heavy on depression because, man, I am feeling it lately. I don't know if my Prozac isn't working that well, if it is the weather, if it's the time of year, but I've been doing really, really well. It's been like the steady plateau almost, like in a good way, like a good plateau. It wasn't a low plateau. It was like I walked up a little bit to the mountain, got to a reasonable ledge there, and then it evened out. It stopped being a ledge. My voice just cracked. And it became a long, nice plateau where I was high enough off the ground to feel good. And now it's like the other side of the mountain has emerged and I'm now walking down back toward the ground. So maybe in the next couple of weeks, I'll do something a little bit more depression-based because boy, oh boy, it sucks. You know, when it goes away or feels more mild, you don't think it's that big of a deal. And then it comes back and you're like, God damn it, this is a big deal. I can't live like this. And it's bad timing because Uncle Tony isn't here this week. He had to go on vacation to Palermo, Palermo's Pizza, not the city, but a pizza place in New York called Palermo's. Anyway, he's not here to talk sense into me. So at the end of the show, just stay tuned to hear a little banter between Kyle and I when I left the mics recording. I know, very exciting. So we have replaced Uncle Tony for this week, but he will be back and full of pizza next week and ready to talk shit. Anyway, but today's episode is a really fun episode with regular guest Kyle. Whenever Kyle is here, we laugh, we giggle, and we occasionally say some things with some relevance. So I hope you enjoy this week's show. And I haven't said this in a while, but shout out to new Patreon subscribers, including Dave. Dave, what's up? Dave's actually going to do a phone call with me. And so is Aman. Shout out to Aman. Aman's a new Patreon subscriber, also going to do a phone call with me. One of the very many perks that you get from subscribing to Patreon. It's so helpful for me to have you guys subscribe because I spend a lot of time on the show. But if you can't subscribe on Patreon, that's okay. All you need to do is rate the show 5 stars on iTunes instead. So do that and then get to whatever other responsibilities you have. But that is your number one priority. So rate the show, support the show on Patreon, tell a friend, and then, you know, go do, like, take care of your ailing mother if, you know, that's on your to-do list. But definitely start out with my request of 5 stars. Much more important. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend and rating and subscribing on Patreon. And I hope you enjoy this week's show.
I was hoping we'd just do a Game of Thrones recap show.
I want everyone to shut up about Game of Thrones and Avengers. I never want to hear the two words ever again.
You don't watch
again.
Either?
No.
Wow.
Is there something wrong with me or is there something wrong with you guys?
No. There's not. Listen, Avengers just took down Titanic. It's on its way to passing Avatar.
Well, an iceberg took down Titanic.
yeah, right.
It's the second thing to
Yeah, second thing to take down Titanic. But you know, there's something to it if it's that big.
Well, no, but I think I'm so cynical about everyone in the world. I think there's something wrong.
They're all wrong. And you're
yes,
right.
And I'm right. So I've watched a couple Avengers things and it all seems the same to me.
Well,
And we're not going to do a movie. I know no, you want this podcast to be a movie podcast so badly. Avengers.
I have some,
you've got a Pulp Fiction shirt on. It's like you're ready to tape.
I am.
You should go
at the movies.
You should start your own movie podcast.
I should.
You'll get three listeners, but you'll really enjoy it.
You can
it.
Promote it.
That's why you'll get three
listeners.
I'll
come on here to promote it.
Only one will come from me.
Yes. Mom and Dad.
So don't get too in-depth on Avengers, but the Game of Thrones thing is... It's all happening at the same time, and I think maybe
it was like the
I could accept it easier.
It's the best 2 weeks of my life. Tiger
it's
Woods,
the worst
Tiger
weeks
Woods
of my
won
life.
The Masters. Game of Thrones started the same day Tiger Woods won the Masters, and then Avengers came out the same as that big battle episode.
You know, it's just like, it putting was, together like the this best. Big pile of shit all in one bowl, and it's like this person's shit, that person's shit, and it's just
I heard
shaking it up. And then I saw this kid wearing a t-shirt. Actually, I shouldn't say kid. Some guy who has 1.2 million Instagram followers.
Nice.
What's his name? I don't know. Zane? He's like a YouTube guy or something.
Okay.
Well, you should know about him, and I'll tell you why in a second. But I saw on his Instagram page, he was at Coachella with a bunch of his bros, and they had white t-shirts on that said I'm missing Game of Thrones for this or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh my god, even more shit all happening at the same time. Coachella, Game of Thrones,
yeah,
Avengers,
yeah, Tiger Woods.
I don't mind Tiger. I don't mind a man who cheats on his wife billions of times. So this guy Zane though on Twitter tweeted the shot of a Starbucks coffee cup in the Game of Thrones and not the game. But
I saw a tweet today that said, wouldn't it be great if you went back in every episode there was a Starbucks cup? Yeah, they apparently missed a Starbucks cup, which is great.
It's amazing because...
It costs so much money for that show, too. It's like huge production.
Do you think the set guys, whoever's in charge, is gone? Or do you think they'll take it that seriously? It's almost done.
It's done.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
right. Like,
maybe he did it on purpose. Right. You know,
it was his homage.
I want to know if it says, like, a name on it. Whose it is. Like, can you zoom in and figure out who
that
who
would be
did
awesome.
It?
Well, they did post a cup with the name of, like, a Game of Thrones character and then the description, like, Lord of King
oh,
of.
Like, Mother of Dragons.
Yeah, like in the whole cup is filled
Stormborn,
up with a description.
Yeah,
of
she's got a big long title.
Yeah.
Probably Daenerys.
Yeah. And then they
you don't want, you,
spelled
you,
it right.
You
though,
never watched
the cup.
Game
they
of Thrones?
They spelled it wrong to make it accurate.
You never watched it?
I've never watched it. I watched about 2 minutes once of one scene and I saw a dragon and I was like, I'm out. I'm out. I can't do dragons. we're all children. Like, we're just such children.
Yeah, but the fantasy aspect of the show is such a minor part. It really is. Like the first.
So if I was a fantasy fan, would I be like, oh man, it's only a little fantasy?
It depends how much of a fantasy fan. Like I think I like fantasy stuff, but I've never read the books. I'm not gonna.
Thank
God. Show. Like right. I don't understand those people. Like I'm gonna go back and read the books. Like it's already there for you. You don't have to do that.
Well, one time I watched a movie that was a book with subtitles on, so I was like, I read the movie book of the book.
nice. Yeah, it's I read that
right
in movie
right?
form. Right. Yeah, but it's really not a fantasy show up until like small little pockets, and those are usually the worst parts.
They speak though like King's English.
No, not really.
And that's what I never really get about these things either. This is even supposed to take place on planet Earth.
No,
right?
It's a different.
But yet
realm.
They have an English accent. Why does the English accent go everywhere?
Some of them do, not all of them. But what's weird is like
Tyrion. Outer space, it
Tyrion,
goes everywhere.
Peter Dinklage, he does in real life. And he doesn't really on the show. It's like not the same English accent.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
So fascinating.
A guy invented a language. There's like two languages made up for that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Like accents or languages?
Languages. Like,
how
like
do you
Klingon.
Understand it then?
I don't.
Who's talking it? Then who's listening
There's
to
subtitles.
It?
Subtitles.
Oh,
but like it's like a language expert came in and made two languages.
You know, I took a language class in college and barely passed. It was so hard.
I feel like it's all like
no,
you
would
make
think
it
would
up,
be
right?
Right? No, you would think, but it's almost like a math equation.
Yeah, I guess. And like a logic problem, giant logic.
Yeah, and I have none. No logic.
Yeah, I hear you. Me neither.
That was terrible. It was really bad.
Avengers, though, it's tough. Like I'm shocked it's doing so well because you almost had to have watched 20 movies to like for this one to hit all the aspects of this
are
one.
You a fan of Bret Easton Ellis?
Maybe. The name sounds familiar.
I'm not asking if
the
you're
name,
in love
the
with
name
him.
Sounds familiar.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Oh my God, I just revealed that you're not a true movie guy. Well, who he wrote the book American Psycho.
Oh, okay. Bret Easton Ellis?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Is that what I said? Bret Easton Ellis.
I thought it was something else. No, I watched. How about he did...
Well, no, the reason I brought it up is because he does a podcast on a Patreon, on his Patreon page,
yep.
And he hates the Avengers stuff as far as I can remember.
A lot of snooty film guys do.
But he's right, though. It's basically all these mini one-offs in a TV series form that have now come to the big screen, and the actual movie art is dying. You have to have this long-form TV show now.
You can make the format, or you can make the idea, the argument that that's true, but... what's wrong with it being long format TV for more independent, serious drama stuff? There's nothing wrong with it. But honestly, we're losing the art of
I want a movie that starts and finishes, and I'm like, that was satisfying.
Did you see Lady Bird?
I'm done. Yes, and it started good. And ended.
Yeah, like that's like an old school movie.
But
though.
That's what I we're going away no, from that so
the
much.
The problem is we've lost the middle ground for movies. We've got like giant blockbuster tentpole.
You've done a good
movies.
Job at turning this into a movie podcast. And, you're welcome.
And then we have like crappy low budget movies. But like there used to be a million in between movies. If you look at the number of movies that used to come out in a year compared to now, it's not even close. These studios are almost like, once every 6 weeks, we're going to have our one movie come out and hope that we are one, two, or three that chunk of time and then move on. Whereas, like, they, you know, Dimension, like, all these small little studios used to put out, like, little middle-of-the-road movies, and some of them would hit, and some of them would get cult followings, and some of them wouldn't do anything, but now it's just everything's got to be a big blockbuster.
That's what I don't like, because then you're taking away that art form. Because the Avengers and things like that are all bright colors, flashy, you have to be, like, bashed in the head with entertainment, whereas a more subtle form of entertainment with a thinker movie or something that's a little bit slower is really good for your brain.
Which is fair, but there is definitely like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I don't know they all blend into one. I don't know the difference between Guardians of the Galaxy
that's what I mean.
And the Avengers.
Those are true. That was the first one when I saw that. I was like, that is the best sci-fi movie I've seen in a long, long time. District 9 was good, but you know, like...
it's a sci-fi.
Yeah, you don't like sci-fi.
No.
So there you go. But
more like bi-fi. Bye forever. Did you see Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
That was the worst performance of a superhero I've ever seen in my entire life.
Problematic. Say that
she
nowadays.
She was terrible.
You know, honestly, like I was like, I'll check it out. I've seen all the Marvel movies. Most of the characters.
Yeah, I see the magazines.
They're comics. They're not magazines.
They're not nudie magazines.
Most of the characters I'm familiar with, the Captain Marvel I knew was black in the comics.
A black woman?
Yeah, which was like big Whoa, missed opportunity why did they, for yeah. them not to go that way.
Why was there not a pushback from,
I don't, I, you from the comic crowd? Because nobody really gives a crap about Captain Marvel.
It's true.
I mean, maybe some
yeah,
people
Yeah, but you would
do.
Think maybe she, but a there, black well, rights it, group would have gone,
the
well, what about?
The character's been a white woman,
for
a white
a while,
man,
she...
a black character. Like,
oh,
it,
okay.
It's hard to explain, but... Okay.
She's fluid.
Yes.
She's gender
yeah.
and racial
and racially
fluid.
Racially fluid. But yeah, she's actually more woke than any of us.
She really is. But Brie Larson, I thought was good in Room.
Yeah.
But then she was so flat in this that it was like an actress in a class performing lines that she was given. There was no, it was just terrible. Anyway, we're getting off the movie.
I didn't agree. I didn't like the movie either.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. Okay, so... tell me something that you'd tell your therapist, and I think it should be why you want this to be a movie podcast. I think that's what you should tell your therapist.
No, I would tell my therapist that last week I came inside after doing the garbage. And
you came after you did the garbage?
It turns me on every time. It's the smell, I think. Reminds me of young sex.
Smells like women's vaginas.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I came in and...
why would I say women's vaginas?
Like, I don't know.
I could just say vagina.
You could just say vaginas. Or a woman.
Well, it's fluid again. Vagina fluid.
And
ew. Gross.
You've successfully turned it from a movie podcast to a porno.
The lamest porno
Leanne
ever.
Was sleeping, and I was out here watching TV, and I looked down. I felt something, and I looked down, and there was a little bug on my hand, and I... killed it. Well, I thought I did, and it jumped down onto the table. And so I took a pencil and I really killed it.
With a pencil?
Yeah, like the eraser. Like I got on top of it and really like...
Okay. All right. I thought you were going with the lead.
No, no.
The point. Yeah, of
I wanted that bitch to suffer. So then I'm freaking out.
Was it a number two?
Yes, it was a number two pencil.
That's all that matters.
I took a number two because it was a tick.
You pooped?
No, it was a tick.
Oh, it was a tick?
Well, yeah. Like I was shitting my pants in nervousness.
Right.
I live right next to woods. There's deer all over. I saved it to show her because I don't know anything about anything. So I'm like,
was that all squished in guts?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't guts. It's small. It was very small. It's a tick, you know? It didn't embed itself on me, but it was on me.
It was going to.
So naturally.
It was basically on HGTV looking for its new home.
Yeah. And I'm, since then, it's like full body scans every night. And washing to a obsessive, it's not gonna hurt it. You can't wash a tick off, but for some reason I'm like, if I'm real clean, they won't want anything to do with me. You know, like I have, if you
that'll
look
never happen.
At my porch, there's bug spray next to the door. I spray myself every time I go outside.
Do ticks respond to bug spray?
That Deep Woods one, it does. Okay. Trust me, I've been, vinegar keeps them away. I was thinking about putting little
garlic.
I had vinegar in a little cup, and Leanne's like, what's that for? I'm gonna keep it under the bed. And she's like, you're not gonna keep that under the bed. I said, they hate the smell of vinegar. And she's like, you got to get over
this. I could just breathe. All I eat is vinegar.
That's all.
That's something
eat.
I should tell my therapist. Yeah,
that you love vinegar that much.
What I was eating on the way over here was, well, not on the way, it was right before I left, and then I had it as I was walking into the car, but potato chips covered in yellow mustard. I just slather yellow potato or regular potato chips in regular mustard. And it's the vinegar tang. I just need it.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, it's like I could take a jar of pickle juice and a thing of mustard and live off of it for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's so gross.
So I could kill ticks.
Yeah,
I'm the
maybe
natural
they don't
kick
like
killer.
You. Maybe you're saying, actually, when you went to get your phone, I was going to be like, run. Because every second I'm out there, I am nervous that there's a fucking tick on me. And then the other thing is, you know, we're not so young anymore.
Hey now.
Hey. Anytime I have any type of little ache or pain, I'm like, it's fucking
tick.
Lyme disease.
Right.
I've got Lyme disease and my insides are rotting because there's a tick somewhere in my body. I think of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Remember the spider plants the eggs in the girl's face?
Oh, yes.
And they burst out. Like, I'm having, like, flashback episodes where like there's tick colonies underneath my skin,
like the 13 colonies. They've got a little flag.
Yeah, exactly. They're their own little. Yeah, it's, they got to see Avengers. They were on me while I was watching it. I'm convinced of it. I would tell my therapist that and try to, like, and the sad thing is I know down the road, like 3-4 weeks from now, hopefully I will completely have forgotten it and be fine and back to normal and in shorts rolling around in the high grass, just like, nothing, I'm unstoppable. Like,
you frolic, you're a frolicker.
Yeah, it won't stick around, but why it's here, it's controlling every aspect of my life.
Well, I see. So you have mouse traps out. You saw a mouse trap once, or you saw a mouse once.
Yes.
You saw a mouse trap. Oh, no, a mouse trap. You saw a mouse once. You put out mouse traps about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And they're still sitting here.
No mouse since.
No mouse since, but there is peanut butter on these traps for about 6 months.
Yes.
And that peanut butter looks so fresh. And so ready to be eaten. And I don't know if I'm grossed out or just like I get it.
Or turned on.
Or turned on. Or starving.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was vinegar, you'd be all over it. Put a little vinegar on that mousetrap, then we're talking.
Kristen trap, am I right?
Yeah.
But is this more of a, you have these out because you're too lazy to put them away, or you're really worried about a mouse
no,
6 months later?
No, because, I mean, you can't really tell, but I cleaned the apartment yesterday. And
it is clean, except you have 6 months worth of
well now, and they're not set anymore because I was so, like, you see that one's underneath a light switch. I was so afraid I was going to step on it.
Of course.
When I turned, that one's near a plug. I was like, so I'm going to.
You put them in the worst spot.
They're not really mouse traps. They're just traps to get me, apparently. But
you put them next
to
everything
useful. They go along the wall, and I saw it crawl back there. I chased it out. Into the
garbage.
Yeah,
but why wouldn't you put that mousetrap behind the TV stand instead of underneath the light switches?
So if I don't want it to hit a wire or something. I don't know. I want to be able to see if it got a mouse. I'll just forget it's back there. Reach
it's
back
a
to unplug something.
TV stand.
Not all of it. But I ended up deactivating them because I was afraid of, but they still sit there. Because now it's like, at least if a mouse is eating the peanut butter, I'll know it's time to activate these things back up. You got this one for free. Come back. You know, like, it's the long game.
24 hours open all night long.
It's the long game with the mice, you know?
That's amazing. Well, that's how stupid I can be, is that I saw that mouse trap. And it wasn't
you thought it was
activated.
Decoration, you said. Which, yes.
Well, it kind of looks hipstery. Like, the colors, it's kind of trendy looking.
Oh, yeah. You know me. No, master of the trends. Yeah. I didn't know who Bret Easton Ellis was.
That's weird to
which
me.
Which I did. Have you seen, back to the movie podcast?
Yes.
He did Rules of Attraction with James Vanderbeek and Jessica Biel. And he wrote the story in the movie.
Did it kind of not do well?
Yeah, it didn't do great.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's good. He's American Psycho. What's the character's name?
In American Psycho?
Yeah, Bateman.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
Right? Jason?
No, Jason Bateman's in.
No, that's the actor.
Yeah, in a lot of stuff. No, Sean?
No, Sean Bateman.
Sean Bateman's in Rules of Attraction, his brother. It's his brother in college while he's in New
Patrick
York.
Patrick Bateman.
Okay. He calls his brother in Rules of Attraction. Sean calls Patrick.
Oh, wow. So, that's cool. There's a tie-in.
But I like the movie. It didn't do very well.
Yeah. He had a podcast, or he still is doing his, but when we used to tape Ask Women, my other podcast at Podcast One, he taped right after us. And so we tried to get him to come on our podcast several times. He was like, no.
Why would I?
I wrote American Psycho. I can do whatever I want, and I'm not coming on your podcast. Also, he, at the time, was in the closet more so. Okay. Not completely, but he wasn't open about his sexuality, and our podcast was about sexuality. So he was like, I don't really want to reveal my sexuality on the Ask Women podcast.
On your podcast, yeah.
It would have put us on the map, though.
James Cameron doesn't like those movies either. Which
good.
Is, but at least...
Yeah, especially because it killed
James
Titanic.
Cameron, you made big blockbuster-type movies that aren't super deep or awesome either. Terminator.
The Blue People one.
Yeah, Avatar and Terminator. And like, come on. You don't act like you're Bret Easton Ellis here making little indie pop, you know, art house movies.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point. Like, if you make an alien movie with blue characters, you no longer have
such a hit.
The say on other movies. Like, you lose your snottiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you make a blue person movie.
Even Titanic. I mean, it was...
Well, that was cheap. Yeah, it was...
It was a blockbuster, though. It's a big budget blockbuster movie theater type of movie. Like, you know.
Well, something to tell my therapist. I think I might have revealed this on the show before. I have a box of special keepsakes from high school. And in there, one of the
rocks girls used to throw at you.
Basically.
Yeah, the kick me signs that were put on your back.
Great memories.
Yeah, you just reminisce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mom, hit me in the back of the head. I want to reminisce.
Well, one of the things in there is a plastic baggie full of tissues that I used when I saw the Titanic. That I cried into, and it says Tears of Titanic on the plastic bag. And it's
so there are so many things to break down about this statement.
I know.
First of all, so right when you were crying, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I need to save these tissues. Like, you walked out of the theater with like, these fucking, I'm going to save this and remember this forever. This fucking movie was the best.
That's how much it meant to me. But it wasn't the first time. So I went to see it with Katie Windecker, who is one of Kyle's old friends from high school, old flames. And we went probably three or four times to see the movie. So I think maybe
she was obsessed.
Two or three times in, I was like, okay, this time I think I'm going to save something. And so it wasn't like the first round. You know, it took me some thought. And so,
is there any other movies you've cried
so
at?
So I
you
still
want
cried that
tissues?
Hard after seeing it three or four times. No, I don't think so.
It's interesting. I was talking about crying in movies. Like,
it's really turning into a podcast about movies.
It's about crying.
Unintentionally.
It's about
feelings.
Crying, talking about crying.
Emotions, therapy.
It's so much harder for me to cry about a person in a movie than an animal.
Me too.
If it, like, Old Yeller, Marley and Me, anything with like
I was just talking about this dying? With Jen, who we miss dearly on today's episode. She's alive and well. There's nothing happened to her, but
like we're cheating on her.
Well, she was like, why would anyone ever watch? She's going to be mad that she's not on this episode because she specifically brought this up last week when I hung out with her. I don't know why. I don't know what prompted it. But she was like, why would anyone watch a movie like Old Yeller purposely or Marley and Me?
Marley and Me.
Why would you purposely go, I'm going to rent this? Well, back when we rented.
Yep.
Or we still can rent on the TV. Yeah. And then sit down and specifically watch this movie that you know is going to be about an animal dying.
Well, there's that new movie that there's commercials
for. That's what she was talking
about. That's probably what brought it up, because I'm like, why would somebody... this dog story.
Right, something like that.
Why would somebody want to go pay to sit there knowing it's going to rip your heart out and you're going to cry for an hour?
Well, what's interesting is that I would not go willingly to watch an animal death movie. That made it sound like it was like animal death. But I wouldn't go to a theater to see a movie like that and cry purposely, but I would go to a theater to see a human movie and cry purposely. Because the animal one seems needless when there's the animal death. It's like, I don't need to see this poor sweet creature going through this. But when a human is suffering, there's some sort of satisfaction. Like there's some sort of, I can relate. I want to get my feelings out about that same experience a person's having.
I cried for My Girl. With the bees?
You know, I've never seen My
Girl. But it was mostly because the bees were dead. You never seen My Girl?
No. I've never seen classics.
Especially, like, I know how old you are. And it's right in the wheelhouse.
All right.
No, I'm just saying, like, our age, I feel like...
I can see the actors in my head. Like, I know it, but I never watched it. And I never watched the one that was maybe a little bit before our time, Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. You never saw Stand By Me?
I saw bits and pieces. I know what his name is. Chubby in it, and now he's not.
Jerry O'Connell. Yeah. Everybody knows Jerry O'Connell used to be fat.
Well, speaking of animals and Jerry O'Connell, actually, I went to a fundraiser for this animal rescue agency called Much Love Animal Rescue, which is how I got my dog. They're in Santa Monica, but they have relationships with celebrities, and so there was a fundraiser at this place called Hamburger Mary's in West
she sounds
Hollywood.
Hot.
She is. She's a drag queen.
Okay.
Essentially.
Hey.
So it's a bar in West Hollywood, basically with all drag queens. And so it was drag queen bingo, and Jerry O'Connell was there with a drag queen hosting it, and it was really fun.
Nice.
I didn't win anything.
Name drop much?
Yes, that was a huge name drop.
I was there with Jerry O'Connell.
I only adopt dogs from
beautiful celebrities.
Beautiful celebrities that have connections to other celebrities. So.
Okay.
Anyway. But no, I would not purposely go see a dog dying movie, but I do enjoy crying at movies a lot. It's like the female version of
Avengers.
Climaxing. But that's from this comedian, Jamie Lee, I think, had a bit about that where, like, when you're right on the verge of crying, it's like you're so close, and then you're like, the coming part is when like the tears come out. It's like,
keep going.
Yes! No, really. And then you're like, I hit it.
Can you cry a few minutes later, or does it take you a while?
I can do it again.
Wow.
I don't have the refractory
period. So it's not the same.
No, there's no refractory period in crying.
Yeah.
We go right away again.
Nice.
But lately, I go through phases where I'm able to cry, not able to cry.
Completely different tissues. If you saved from the climax tissues, I saved from this movie.
No, that's what it was. I was climaxing at Titanic in the theater.
Yes, I saved these.
That scene, though, with Kate and Leo is actually pretty hot. In the car?
A lot, yeah.
The breathing and the window steam up and then the handprint.
I don't remember it that much. I'm not a big... I saw the movie like twice. And
I mean, everyone likes to make fun of it. I loved it. If it's on TV and I'm flipping through, I will watch it again and I will cry. I do cry every time I watch it. It's not like I've gotten over the heartbreak of the movie.
What movie have you seen the most?
Three Amigos.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Yeah. I knew that. That's a good one.
Three Amigos or Billy Madison. I could recite pretty much every single line and come into tissues for those. I don't know. So I want to tell you one more thing that I would tell my therapist. and it's because I've been meaning to say it on the show. So I had the flu. This is more of me just wanting to name drop the flu. I had the flu
right after Jerry O'Connell was at this fundraiser. I was so worried because we were literally sitting next to each other.
I actually got it from Jerry O'Connell. I'm sorry, but if you got a disease from a celebrity, you'd kind of name drop it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If like Charlie Sheen, like if you got HIV,
I don't think would you really be.
But would you be like Charlie Sheen gave it to me? Because like it would at least maybe give it a story. You know what I mean?
I don't think you want those stories with Charlie Sheen.
No, you don't want the story. But if it happened,
make lemons, use of it, lemonade out of lemons.
Life handed you lemon AIDS.
Hey, at least you got a good AIDS story. Lemonade. Yeah, lemonades.
Dear God, help me.
Lemonades. Oh, that's terrible. That is so bad.
That's really bad.
Apologies to the people with AIDS out there.
The good thing though, right now with AIDS, is that it's curable now.
Yeah.
No one's really dying of AIDS anymore.
That's why it's like, let's get this cancer thing.
Right.
But you know what, do you know what I think is bullshit? Can a guy get AIDS from having unprotected sex with a woman?
Yes.
What fluid's going into the guy?
I don't know, but it's possible.
Only if you have like cuts on your penis, right?
Yeah, and in some people that's their thing.
Yeah, it depends how rough the sex is. But I know they say it's a thing. I just don't believe it.
I don't think it's probably as easy, but you're not obviously talking to a scientist here.
Yeah, clearly.
I still probably think you can get it from kissing. So don't ask me. But what I wanted to say about the flu, bringing it back to the flu, not that I got it from Jerry O'Connell, but what I want to tell my therapist is I had about 2.5 weeks of legit flu in bed, all the time on your hands. I basically laid there and did nothing the entire time. I didn't watch TV. I didn't read a book. I barely even really went on my phone. I literally laid and did nothing. And it reminded me of when death. But when Jerry says to Elaine, "What'd you do?" And she says, "Nothing." And he said, "No, you really probably did something." And she's like, "No, I stared in blankly into space. I literally did nothing," or whatever.
How long?
About 2.5 weeks.
Didn't you get bored?
I was incredibly bored, but it was harder for me to turn my brain on, to turn the TV on. Finally, about the last like 3 or 4 days of the flu, I did start watching You're the Worst on Hulu from FX. Have you ever seen it? Mm-mm. It's actually pretty funny. So I made it through like season 1 and 2, and now I'm at like 3.5, and I'll probably never finish it. But that was right up at the end when I started feeling a little bit better.
No phone?
I mean, of course I was browsing on my phone a bit,
yeah.
But no form of entertainment. I just laid. I either was laying and staring or laying and sleeping.
How about showers?
Very few showers.
When I'm sick, I think that's the best time. I you're the most comfortable in the shower when you're sick.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the only time I feel like I'm
No, you feel refreshed normal. After.
No, even in there.
No,
I stay in there forever.
It's the after that I'm looking for the shower during sickness.
Well, the after is nice, too.
But no, the during, but, I think, because I feel like hot. Yeah, but
like
I think
it helps me breathe. And
true. But I felt hot and achy, and then hot water on it felt gross, and then cold water was too cold.
Yeah, you gotta be a psychopath to take a cold shower.
I know. Well, you know who the real psychos are. When you turn on the shower, standing in front of it.
Oh yeah, that's a real psycho.
Has anyone ever done that?
Yeah, you know what? I think Jeffrey Dahmer was the last person to do that. Because,
they do it in movies. Yeah. Like the person just gets in the shower and turns on the water.
Well, to be fair, like maybe they have a...
Again, we come full circle to like movies.
A hot and cold
thing. Yeah, but so you never like, know what go it's right. Unpredictable it, when
it's,
you first
you know
turn
it's
it on.
Not going to be hot right away no matter what. There's some cold water in those pipes, but maybe it's just...
But what would be worse, really cold or really hot?
That's question. A good question.
I know.
I've gone both ways, but probably cold.
Okay.
I've been in the shower too. That's too hot, and it's just like, ah, shit, and right. You get back, and then, right. But cold, you're like, oh, it stays with you for longer.
It
you
does. Know,
like, you can't get wash that off, no pun intended.
Well, Dan Caiola, who did the podcast before, talked about stoicism, which is a philosophy, and they promote, not they, it's not like a group.
It's not a cult.
The cult, but there's exercises for being more stoic or something, and one of them is taking a cold shower. And how it's great for you in every way. It wakes your brain up.
I've heard
it shows you can do something that doesn't feel good, and you make it out on the other side feeling better. And
yeah, I've heard that if you take like a cold shower every day, it'll add years to your life or something too.
Well, I'm cranking up the heat. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather die than take cold showers.
Of course, right.
So it's sorry.
There was a study that came out a long time ago that said vegetarians and people who own cats have the longest lifespan. And it's like, well, those are the people that want to have the shortest lifespan.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can't eat meat and you're hanging out own with cats.
Own cats, huh?
Yeah. They're very therapeutic, cats.
I don't get that. I'm nervous as hell around cats.
You're nervous as hell around a mouse.
I am.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
But cats are so unpredictable, though.
They are kind of
like dogs. You can usually get a sense of what kind of dog you're dealing with. Cats, it could be like the most cute looking cat in the world. You walk up to it and it'll whack you right in the knuckle and you'll bleed.
The scariest thing, and I think I did tell my therapist about this once because it was so scary. My mom's cat was such an asshole. May she rest in peace. And I love cats and animals, but her name was Phoebe and she was very, very, very mean. And this one day I felt comfortable. I leaned in, I gave her a little pat, and she went swipe with her nail right across my eyeball. Her nail was so sharp. I would be blind today. I don't know if I've told this story before. It went directly across my contact. Slit my contact in half, and her nail hit the outside of my eye, so it grabbed the skin.
I might and throw tore up the skin. If you don't stop it.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going then.
Yeah,
and then
getting weak.
I had a tear coming down my cheek of blood because she had gotten the skin. But she, so it was like micro millimeters. If she was, slightly closer, I basically would have lost my left eye.
Wow. That's, see, now I'm even more afraid.
Yeah, so cats are...
Yeah, that's
but
what
I
mean.
Love cats.
It's a loaded gun, cats.
But cats are assholes, and that's why
and you
love
you know what
cats.
I hate the worst? Everybody. Oh, not my cat. My cat's different. My cat's like a dog. You hear that?
No, it's the same thing
no
you say
cat
about your
is
kid.
Like a dog.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
A dog is way better than a cat.
Well, you could have said that about Phoebe, my mom's cat, because she fetched beer bottle tops or something.
Nice.
Like, she would go get them and bring them back. So that was a dog activity, but she was still an asshole.
Yeah,
like, she was not
a cat.
Like a
she's
dog.
She's doing it because she wants to. Dogs are there to serve. To, you know, they'll work with you. Cats are totally their own agenda.
I only want things that are there to serve me.
Yeah. Well, not only
food.
That, but there's more of a give and take with a dog. They'll give and take, where cats just take. They're just decks.
That's why I relate with them.
Yeah.
Why I like them.
But everyone's like, no, cats are so much smarter. They live life on their own terms. And it's like, oh, fuck off. They're jerks.
Yeah, they're registered independents.
Yeah. I don't like... I don't even know what that means.
They like... Don't,
yeah, they don't take a stand.
Right. I guess.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So you need to pick a side, pussy.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say my cat, but my cat that I shared with my ex-boyfriend was truly the best cat, but it was mostly because he was like dead. He was like a not living
animal.
Stuffed
cat.
Right. I could pick him up, hoist him over my shoulder. He wouldn't move. He would just, he was truly like a dead animal that happened to also purr. So he was a great cat, but that was a really scary incident when the swiped my eye. And my left eye is crossed. I had surgery on my left eye when I was younger, and so I've had a lot of trauma to this eye, and I couldn't imagine going through that.
Wouldn't
having
it be
surgery
nuts if that fixed it? It cured me.
Get out of here, ophthalmologist.
Yeah, I needed a cat the whole time.
Dr. Cat is here. But it would have been so upsetting to have gone my whole life with this kind of terrible eye that I've been, you know, had surgery on, wear glasses for, I'm very self-conscious of. And then all of a sudden it gets scratched by a cat and then I'm done. It's like, that's how it ended.
It's like the guy gets out of chemo and gets hit by a bus.
Right.
That's the equivalent of your eye.
Right. Like this medical technology, like miracle.
Years of different things and a cat just takes
just
it out.
Swipes it away.
That's, yeah, I'm telling you, that's why I don't like cats.
Yeah, I understand. But I love cats because they're assholes. Like, that's the whole reason to love them. But anyway, let's move on from things I'd tell my therapist and move over to some stuff we'd sweat the small stuff about.
Okay.
So do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, I do. Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to tie this back into movies.
Okay. This is officially the movie podcast.
And I'm going to put you on the spot with the spoilers thing. Because with Game of Thrones, I feel like now, literally as soon as it's over, internet's just lighting up with the ending of Game of Thrones. It doesn't even matter. It's more of an event. But the Avengers came out.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
I'm gonna get to it. So Avengers came out, and Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy. You didn't hear about this?
I don't think so.
Friday, it came out Thursday night. Friday afternoon, he tweeted out the ending.
What an asshole!
Not only did he tweet out the ending, but he misspelled all the words and names so that people that had it blocked on Twitter would still see the ending. So he wasn't just ignorantly spoiling it. He was like intentionally. Now me, if I was a fan of that team, I would want him to cut him. I wouldn't even want that guy on my sports team.
Well, the thing is, the Buffalo Bills, so LeSean McCoy plays for the Bills. He's our really only great player, really.
Good.
I mean, but everyone acts like he's great.
He's been around forever.
That's true.
He's an old running back. Yeah, exactly. He's okay.
Saquon
Barkley's on my team, okay? That's a running back.
That means nothing to me because I don't know what his name. I don't know what that is. I only know Bills players. And we already have really bad karma as it is. So I don't need LeSean piling on to the bad karma of the Bills. Like, we have OJ karma.
There are petitions from fans and stuff wanting him cut.
Wow.
And off the team. And like he lost, they said, almost half of his Twitter followers. Like people all unfollowed
him.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, there's two sides to this.
Yeah.
One side is, F you, LeSean. Don't do that. That's not cool.
Yeah.
And the other side is, come on, nerds. Get a life.
Yeah. But I mean, 10 years they've been making these movies, and this is like the culmination of it all.
Then watch it early. Watch it on time.
It wasn't even 24 hours. It, like, six showings had been out. He didn't even give people a chance. I was going to see it at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, this is Avengers, not Game of Thrones.
Yes,
oh, I
was saying
Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he tweeted out before I even got to see it. And I was the first matinee the day after the night.
I'm sure you were. And you're in costume.
I was alone. I went alone.
Alone in costume.
I had the day off. I was like, shit, that movie comes out. I'm going to see it.
This is our relationship. Of course you wouldn't call me. And that's fine. Good. Yeah. And I wouldn't have gone.
It was at 1 o'clock. Okay. So you wouldn't have gone.
Yeah,
oh. No. 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
And the first full day it was open. So,
I mean, there's reserved tickets.
So I could only find one spot by myself.
I don't
want
to be in that circle of geeks.
Oh, people cheered.
I saw everything online. Yeah, the blinds, the pictures. There was newscasts about it.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
So LeSean tweeted.
Yeah, he tweeted the ending, which is like the biggest prick move on the internet I can remember.
Did the Bills come out and
I don't think they've even addressed it. But like,
we don't know that guy.
They're like,
who's that? We've never met him.
Let's just see how he looks. If we have to cut him, we'll mention it then. You know.
Well, the thing is, if you're on a scale and people are leaning one way or another, if maybe you're playing slower, you're getting older, and then you do something like that, it could tip people the other way.
Exactly.
It really could be that big of a tipping point.
We got to deal with this bullshit for our 30-year-old. Oh, by the way, he has beat up women in the past, and he's got a criminal activity.
Okay.
But he ruined Avengers.
Right. That's why they can't let him go over this, because then it would be like, why didn't you let him go over the women beating?
Well, ironically, the Tyreek Hill on the Kansas City Chiefs the same weekend had a controversy where he's been accused of horrible thing, beating up his 3-year-old son.
Oh, dear God.
Who knows if it's true or not, allegedly. I guess there's some evidence that maybe he didn't, and the woman was just trying to get some money or something.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah.
But people were more outraged at LeSean McCoy
thing.
For the
right
than that's maybe almost a child abuse thing, you know, like
that seems like it would be more of an issue just because it's such a pop culture hot topic right now.
Yeah.
And like beating's been around for centuries.
Yeah, right.
And Avengers has.
Yeah, Avengers. Again, I said 10 years of movies. Okay, so 3-year-old, 10 years of investment.
That's awful. But the Bills are in the position now where they can't get rid of them, because if you let someone go for tweeting out a spoiler and you don't let them go for beating up women,
yeah, but
then now,
they don't
trouble.
Have to tie it into the spoiler.
Yeah, they could always do it.
They could just say, we're going a different way. You're old. We're trying to get younger.
Hashtag Avengers.
Yeah. You're a dick.
Now,
sweat the small stuff, spoiler culture. Like, if you don't know the rules by now, like, That's sweating the small
stuff. I would
stuff.
Assume he
I
just spelled the stuff wrong because he didn't know how to spell it. I don't think that was intentional.
Tony Stark with an I. Really?
Tony Stark?
Yeah, no. T-O-N-I.
Oh. Well, this is the stripper version.
S-T-A-R-K. It's like he didn't do it by mistake.
He was really bad in school. Yeah.
You have to hold shift to get
he
that
S. He might be sign. Dyslexic. You don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's not his fault. Well, that's really shitty.
So the spoiler stuff is my sweat the small stuff.
So how do you block things on the internet from being shown to you by spelling? I'm confused.
Well, you know what's funny is I'm on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, not faving my stuff as usual.
You tweet like once a week at this
point. That doesn't matter.
You can't really throw that out there anymore. And if I give you one, you know you deserve
it. I know. But, I'm always like, maybe this will be the one.
You're like, 7 likes. Oh, none of them are Kyle. Damn it. I lost my train of thought. I am on Twitter all the time. And...
Why are you bragging about this?
No,
or
I'm just saying I didn't get any spoilers.
And so did you like, block things?
No. You got to be on a desktop to do that. Who the hell has a desktop now? I think. Exactly. Can you do that on your phone? Have... Can you mute on your phone?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think you have to sign on to the website to mute certain
things. So you can
things.
Mute through words. Certain websites, certain words.
Through Twitter's website. If you sign on a desktop computer, I think you can. I don't think you can do it from the phone. Maybe you can. I'm just not aware of it. But.
So you're on Twitter all the time. You didn't see any spoilers. So generally
people
were cool about
it.
Yeah,
people know. Like it matters. People,
no, but I'm saying generally people weren't dicks about tweeting out spoilers.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
people
we have
cool
the guy on the
and
Bills.
I don't follow him because he's a loser Bill. So why would I? So, you know, he was on the Eagles and Bills. So it's like I have no use for that guy. But I heard about it that he did it. And it's a grade A asshole move. Most people are courteous about it, though.
Was the ending that good that it would elicit really like that was spoiled for me?
You talk about crying. It was emotional. There were definitely people crying. I wasn't because I'm a man.
No, you're just soulless.
But there are moments that like, oh wow, this is really moving. I see what they're going for. And of course there's some endings, you know, whenever it's the last.
No, I'm going to ask a question about crying.
Whenever it's the last of a movie, you know, like, oh, okay, yeah.
So this was the last final Avengers movie.
As the Avengers as we know it. I mean, they're not
right,
gonna stop.
Right, that's the thing. It's never really the end.
But the main Avengers.
Like zombies. You
the
can't
main
kill
Avengers.
Them.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because what's his name? Tony Stark isn't coming back ever again.
I am not pulling a LaShawn McCoy.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
It's,
so
been,
I just,
it's been 2 weeks, so I mean,
I thought
honestly,
that was like,
but
did I just do a spoiler?
Well, I think that's
the thing.
I think
that was like well known that Robert Downey Jr. was like exiting the...
That's the thing. I think everybody knows certain characters aren't going to be in the movies anymore. It's like, which way are they going to go? Are they retiring? Are they moving away? Are they dying?
Right.
Are they, you know, how... And if they are dying, which I think everybody would assume some... You might have some casualties in this. How are they dying? You know, like...
Yeah, it's
that's
more
the
of
thing.
The what, it's the how.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my sweat the small stuff is people who love Avengers and Game of Thrones, which I already talked about at the beginning. But another sweat the small stuff thing I wanted to talk about, because I think it happens frequently enough. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm just running and living in LA. But people who sing in public.
Oh.
And whistle in public.
Speaking of movies.
Okay. Perfect.
My girlfriend loved Beauty and the Beast when she was little, the cartoon.
Of course,
you know,
that's
like one
Disney
of her
movie.
Favorite. Yeah. So when the live action one, I was like, yeah, okay, we'll go see it, you know, and we went and saw it. There was a guy sitting in front of us saying along with every song during the movie in the theater. And if I wasn't me, if I was someone else, I would have tapped him on the shoulder and said, excuse me, sir, we came to watch the movie, not you.
Right.
I in my head, I was
see, I would have
prepared
said
to
it.
Say every song. Every song.
Was he a terrible singer or at least could be on key?
You know what?
It doesn't even matter at that point, really.
I was going to say, I don't think he was that awful. I mean, obviously, he was a fan of the music. He knew every song and every word. And, like, doing
bonjour,
this.
Bonjour,
doing, yeah, he's, like,
bonjour,
moving
bonjour.
His hands around and, like, doing, yeah, like, the different accents. And it was literally, I was it made
maybe he should be a guest on this podcast.
It made me hate the movie. Yeah, but yeah, singing or on a subway or something with headphones in, and they're just like, ah,
that's even that's almost worse.
Yeah, that's bad too.
Which one is worse? The one in the theater, which I don't see often, but if you're in a show and someone's singing,
the theater, because you're completely disregarding everybody else's experience.
Exactly.
Like, that's more of a selfish move. The subway thing's a little bit of a weird, crazy.
Why are you riding the
subway? Yeah, I'm not very often, but I've seen that. Yeah. How do you think I get to Herkimer every day?
You crawl like everyone else.
Exactly. Take the L train.
The loser train.
Exactly. But that's just, it might be a crazier move to sing on the subway, but a less considerate move to sing in a movie theater.
Very accurate. I agree. The guy.
Where did you see someone singing in public?
I just see it randomly. Like, it'll be, it's LA. It's an LA thing. I probably haven't seen it in a long time, but it's like someone showing off with their walking and they're singing to their headphones as they're walking through like the mall shopping or something. Yeah. And it's like, we don't need to hear you singing. This is not your shower.
I've always thought the same thing about people that have their music so loud in a car. Like when they stop at a convenience store, it's like, you want everyone to know you're listening to that Creed song so bad. Yeah, exactly. It's like,
well, I do this.
Are you impressed? You think some hot chick's going to walk by and be like, holy shit, you listen to that? Like,
I do this passive aggressive thing where if I have my window down and I pull up next to someone who's really cranking the bass or the music or their shit, I just slowly like try to put my and put my window up, and I pull up so that I am in a position where I hope they see me.
They know.
And they know my window's going up because of them. And then I always do this as my second part. When we go, green light, window comes down. So they'll know it was them.
Yeah.
I always do it.
I'm sure it gets to them.
I'm sure they're really mad.
They're like, yeah, she can hear it anyway. I got some bass.
But that's the thing is, you can get some bass hear it
on
anyway.
This thing. Yeah. Right. Just so stupid. It's like, are you listening to the music for you or for people to know you're listening to the music?
Well, what do you do if you're in a convertible? Do you turn your music down? Because it's going to be loud to everyone no matter what.
I'm not a real loud listener. I'm really not.
You only crank this podcast.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of podcasts too when I'm driving. A ton.
What's the Spinal Tap thing? Crank it to 11 or something like that?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
No.
All right, movie nerd.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. It's not a big
it's
one
like
for me.
It's like a saying. Something like to 11 anyway, I was going to say.
Yeah. Probably would work better if you knew the quote.
And if you knew movies.
I don't like This Is Spinal Tap.
I actually didn't love it either. I only saw it once. And everyone puts it on a pedestal.
Yeah. Best in Show, way better.
Oh, yeah.
Way better as far as like the mockumentary.
That's why it was called Best in Show.
Yeah. I love that's got to be top 10 movies for me. That's the best.
All right. Off of movies again. Okay. We're going back to loud music and people singing.
I'm determined.
But you know what? I think I heard that Toni Braxton, I heard this a long time ago because she doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. I'm very current.
Yeah. Was she at the fundraiser? So I was rubbing elbows with Toni Braxton and Jerry O'Connell.
But she apparently got famous from singing at a gas station while she was pumping gas and an agent heard her singing or something like that. I mean, I'm very simplifying the story.
For money or like just to herself? Like she wasn't
to
like
herself.
Panhandling.
She was just pumping gas, putting gas in her car, singing, and the guy overheard her. And then I think she probably was a singer at the time.
Yeah, she's trying to make it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what sent her over. It's kind of like with LaShawn, it sent him over the edge where it was that.
What
that
sent him over the edge?
To get fired, and this sent her over the edge to get hired. Remember, I said, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to weigh out your.
Right, if you're like on the cusp,
if you're
and
on
then
the
one
fence
thing
and
can
something,
push
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, but the guy in the movie theater, I would have definitely said something. And I saw the Jordan Peele movie recently. What was it, Us?
Yeah.
Did you see that? We're back to movies again.
We talked about this one.
We did.
Seen it last time I did the pod. You had just seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you were like, it was good, but not as good as like people are making it out to be.
I need to live a little bit more because this is all I have in my backlog of stories.
Nothing new has
Nothing
happened
new.
Since then.
No, I had the flu. I laid and stared.
Yes.
And then that was it. Now here I am.
I didn't see that. But I honestly, I thought, what was the first one?
Get Out.
I thought it was sort of overrated.
Definitely overrated.
It was good.
Us
it
was
wasn't
overrated.
Bad, but.
This was overrated too. Yeah. It's, to me, the Stranger Things of movies, which is not that great. Give me the goddamn mic. Kyle wants to put a dip in his mouth and he can't set his mic down because it's going to make a noise. So I'll hold it while you put in your dip. So I'm talking to both mics right now. So the reason I bring up Us is because I did speak up with that movie. And I had gone through a phase for many, many years where I had stopped getting angry to the extent that I used to get angry over these things. And I am back on the train of not being able to keep my mouth shut when something is really unjust or really bothers me. Not when it comes to like social justice, you know, people like getting murdered, things like that. But when you're talking the movies, if you're showing disrespect in the movies, I cannot hold it back. So
that's awesome. I should have brought you.
I really would have said something, but it's dangerous because I get so, I almost black out in anger. So I was seeing Us, and the theater here has the new setup where the seats are super nice and they're the recliner ones. Yep. But the problem is the recline makes noise. So it's like,
Yep.
So anytime someone puts their stupid feet thing up or leans back, you hear,
you get mad over that?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes, but no, you'll hear. So these kids sitting behind us, they were, you know, 12, 13. They were of annoying age. You know, they were in like the prime annoying age.
8 to 20?
Yes, basically any age. Yeah. They were it. Everyone's annoying. And so every time the movie got quiet, they thought it was so hilarious to start going with their seats.
Yeah.
And so I think I made it about 30 minutes in. And my brother knows when my blood starts to boil. And he was with me. He's like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. And he could just see me kind of slowly.
That would be me.
And I turned around. And so finally I go, hey, fucking stop it. Like that or something. Like, hey. Like really like, and it scared them. And they did not make one peep for the rest of the movie.
You don't want good for you.
But everyone should have given me a round of applause.
I bet you were the hero.
I was. Yeah. But of course, no one will recognize that. But I'm the unsung hero.
Yeah, that would.
And I'm going to die in an unmarked grave. No one's going
to
know.
I would have said thank you to you if I was in the theater. Because I'm always hoping somebody else tells that person to stop.
Me too.
So that I don't have to.
Right, me too. But no one ever does it. So then I have to take the bull by the horns because no one else has a backbone. And fucking stand up for everybody. And then I get shit on.
You're like an Avenger.
I am an Avenger for the mundane.
Yes.
Well, like, what was Larry? And he was in Curb. He was the, it was like a nickname for.
You got to give me more.
He was the. See, I'm going to have to. Okay. The last podcast, I had to edit something in because I couldn't remember the name. I'm going to edit in here. So once again, here is an edit.
What goes on in the episode?
It's where he's the, like, the hero. He's the, it's a name. I can't really remember what goes on the episode.
Okay,
but he's the, like, not like the gunslinger, but like, the, like, social etiquette justice hero guy. Yeah, but there's a name. Hey, so I know you're waiting for me to butt in here and edit in what this name is. And it's so annoying because it came to me so easily. I said to my dad, I said, Dad, what do they call Larry David and Curb when he takes care of things and the sense of social etiquette? And my dad just kind of looked at me and I said, social assassin, thank you. And then he said nothing and then walked away. So he was incredibly helpful, unlike Kyle, but it's social assassin. So anyway, one more time, social assassin. Shoot, now I gotta Google it and I gotta figure that
there
out.
There is.
Anyway,
I can't think of it either.
Yeah. You've been of no help or any use today.
I know.
Do you want to wrap it up? You want to keep going?
Whatever you want.
I think this was nice and tight.
I got to do laundry at some point.
Oh, so. I thought you were doing it before.
No. I laid around for 5 hours waiting to do this before. I literally got out of the shower like 10 minutes before you got here.
Well, you know what? Actually, before we stop, I want to talk a little bit about the weather.
Oh, okay.
On the last episode, on my intro.
You're still loving New York weather, huh?
No. I'm over it. I was big tough guy in LA going, I want seasons. And now here I am. The spring here is just clouds and rain, clouds and rain.
Nicest it's been in a long time.
The sun
right
is
now.
Peeking through, and of course, right now, while we're taping a podcast at your apartment with one tiny window.
Hey,
no, there is
two
nice
tiny
light
windows.
There is nice light coming in, but I think I'm really getting affected by the weather.
Yeah,
are you?
It's hard not
it?
To. This is the longest we had snow this year in November. Like, need to shovel your driveway snow. We had it in.
And now we're in May.
We're in May, and we had snow a week ago. Not sticking.
Right.
But it's still coming. It's cold enough and rainy enough and ice and just miserable. It is the longest winter
I
can remember.
Okay, so this is not abnormal.
No. Even for us.
Right.
Like, even for someone like me that's all I know is shit weather, central New York weather.
Well, because I did really well throughout the winter where I felt refreshed by having a different season. And I think because snow can make things atmospheric. So it seemed like there was snow a lot here. It wasn't like just a gross, dirty snow. It was like a decent, pretty atmosphere. Yeah. And I was going along pretty well. And then I think early April when I got the flu, and then it just has been rainy.
Yeah, it's awful.
Now we're in May. My birthday was rain and disgusting. Oh, and I threw up on my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I don't know.
Not
it was
from
a great
drinking.
Birthday. No!
Not from drinking.
Right. At least if you're drinking, you have like an excuse. But I had such a bummer birthday, but was still in a good frame of mind. Like, I didn't feel sad about it. But I had the flu, and I was pretty sure I was over it the day before my birthday. I was like, oh, good. It's in time for my birthday. I'm going to feel good. I can like have a little party with my family and have some cake and whatever, even though I could care less about cake. I was just excited to feel human.
Yes.
And so that night I was just, you know, shimmying to life. Basically, I was like, yeah, I'm feeling great. And I go down. I don't know what I was thinking. I haven't eaten essentially in 2 weeks because I have the flu. I was craving McDonald's so badly. So I got 2 cheeseburgers, a large fry, and an orange soda, which, by the way, used to be orange high C.
Yeah, that was the only thing I liked.
Me too. Me too.
The high C.
Me too. I
want
to protest. No, I hate orange soda, but now I have to do it.
No, I'm saying you like everything at McDonald's. Literally,
oh,
that's like
the
breakfast and the high C.
Yes.
That's it for me.
Oh, no, everything.
The fries are okay.
I would never do the rib sandwich.
No.
I've never tried that. No. I'm not one of those
It's
people.
Molded in the shape of ribs. It's not a real rib.
It's horrific. It's like, oh, my God. When we all are off this planet, we're gonna be like, what were we doing?
I don't know one person that really likes it. Yeah, there seems to be a big fuss every time the McRib.
It seems like that's
around.
Just a really good marketing PR thing.
It's like
end.
Hype.
Yeah, I've never met one person who eats the McRib.
It's like, oh, McRib's back.
It's like, okay, now I'm not gonna
When I
go.
Think of barbecue, I think of McDonald's, you know. It's like,
well, so I had this McDonald's meal the night before my birthday. I woke up the next day and I was like, I don't think I feel as good as I did yesterday. But I was like, I'm going to give myself a treat. It's my birthday. I'm going to drive up to Barnes & Noble and get a coffee, like a decaf one. But that was going to be my morning thing. I hadn't left the house in 2 weeks or more. And I get in the car and I'm just like, I'm not feeling very good. And so I turn around to go home because I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up. I stop and get a ginger ale. That does nothing. And the guy that I'm talking to with the ginger ale has like, you know, halitosis or something. And I'm just like, this is not helping. So I'm like, all right, well now that was just at a gas station. So then I thought, well, I'll go to Rite Aid and get some Pepto-Bismol. Like, my stomach's really off. And I go in and I had done my hair the day before because it was gonna be my birthday and I just wanted to feel pretty.
Yep.
And the girl working was like, oh, your hair looks so pretty. And I was such a bitch just because I thought I was going to vomit. And I couldn't say thank you. I was like, So I grabbed the Pepto-Bismol, go outside, get into my car, close the door, immediately open the door and just puke in the driveway. And it's a nice puddle. Like, it was a lot. So I'm throwing up. And then I get home and now I have the other side of things happening.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know to this day if it was the McDonald's or if it was the flu.
Little column A. Yeah, probably. McDonald's isn't really like, oh, I'm back to normal after 2 weeks of laying down doing nothing.
You shouldn't
rush out. It's like going into the weight room and being like, I'm going to bench 300. good place to start. You know, like,
it's literally what it was.
Maybe not the best life choice, I would say.
And it was one of those moments where, you know, if you were drinking, you're like, oh, I'm never drinking again.
Yeah.
You're so sick. I was like, I'm never eating McDonald's again. I had McDonald's 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to stay away.
There's
from
no
McDonald's.
Way I can ever stay away from it.
Which is so weird. It's so bad. McDonald's is so bad.
It's disgusting.
So it's just weird.
Psychologically, it's like therapy and like taking Xanax.
That. Yeah, I was thinking food and therapy. Like, there is a ton of my thing is cinnamon roll Pop-Tarts.
Oh my God! it is.
If I get a box of those, it's like I'll eat the whole box.
Yeah,
and they're not even Pop-Tarts. They're just, at this point, it's just a big cookie.
Yeah.
It's literally, I don't toast them.
I prefer Pop-Tarts untoasted. I prefer Pop-Tarts untoasted.
Did we talk about
this?
It's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
They're so much
cold.
Better.
Yeah. It's fast. It's easy. It's
better texture.
Yeah. It's doing everything you need it to do.
Yeah.
And But yeah, I get the cinnamon roll ones. That's
like someone who says they like peppermint patties.
Cinnamon roll.
I know, but cinnamon.
Not the cinnamon brown sugar one.
Okay.
This is.
I don't know cinnamon.
A plain, like with a white bun. Yeah, with a white drizzle over it and like a cinnamon bun filling.
Okay, all right.
And it's like a good big. It's just a giant ass
cookie. Does it calm you down when you eat it?
If I'm super anxious, and usually if I am, I talk a lot at night. Like Leanne's like, yeah, what's going on with you? Why you shut up,
please?
So then, like, to keep
she
myself,
just shoves them in your mouth.
Yeah, she's like, go get the box of Pop Tarts and shut up. So that's like, awesome. Then my go-to if it's like I got to do something, I'm real anxious and I can't sit still. I'll go grab the box of Pop Tarts and I'll just take one out and I'll go out on the porch and I'll smoke and I'll eat a Pop Tart. And then I'll come in and I'll just take the box out with me. And next thing you know,
I wonder what it does to your brain.
It's soothing.
What chemical?
It's
yeah.
Soothing.
But like,
it's just
what,
like,
does it fire
it's
in
familiar.
There?
It's something super familiar.
Yeah, but like,
that you're just like,
shit
it's
is
always going to be
gonna
the
calm
same.
Me down.
Well, that calms me down sometimes. Depends how bad I have to go.
That's true.
But like, it's just, you know, your expectations are always met. It's the same thing every time. You know going into it, this is what this experience is, and there's something comforting about that.
There really is.
If you're someone like me that like my beard is like...
My mom thought it was a net.
I look like I'm homeless at this point. I really do. But now, like, and I keep the beard because I'm subconscious of, I have a fat chin, I feel like. So I keep it.
Yeah, cover one disgusting thing up with another.
But now... I'm getting self-conscious of the beard, but I can't go get it trimmed because then I'll have to talk to somebody about getting my, and I'm like, it's not a very good beard anyway. I don't want to go in there. These guys cut real beards. You know,
but you could trim yourself.
Yeah, I've tried. It doesn't come out very well.
You could just shave it.
I thought that too.
Yeah, you're overthinking it, which is what I do for everything.
But this is like the story of my life is me putting... Fixing one problem and creating two others.
Absolutely. Me and Mike Carano were just talking about this on the phone like 2 days ago. That's a whole other episode.
Carano.
your arch nemesis. Yeah. All right. Well, let's end there. And then next time we won't remember.
Maybe my beard will
that.
Be fixed.
It won't be.
No, it'll be down to my knees.
And I'll have one too.
Yeah, exactly. Neither one of us shave.
Well, I do think I have a little bit of mustache hair.
Oh, yeah?
And certain lighting. And this is something where I just pretend it doesn't exist. Because
you don't pluck it or bleach it?
No, because I'm afraid if I bleach, then it'll just be, I have a blonde stash.
Yeah, you look like Hulk Hogan.
And make it, right. Like, I'll somehow
listen
end up with a
brother.
Goatee. An orange tan, a goatee. Yeah. Somehow I'm like, but I just bleached my mustache.
Great for Halloween.
So if I ignore it, I just pretend it doesn't exist and it doesn't give me as much anxiety. And so I should actually just go eat some McDonald's thinking about my mustache hair. Because I'm not going to do anything about it. I don't know what to do.
You bleach it. It's the same color as the fries. It's like the McDonald's.
I could just see fries hanging off of
my... Their color palette is very much
the same.
It's very much like bleached hair.
Yes.
I just thought Hulk Hogan and McDonald's.
Yes. That's a good point.
Yeah, for sure.
And he wears a red bandana,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, red bandana with the yellow. And
he's just Ronald McDonald's long lost cousin.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the brother of Ronald.
All right, so you and Jen had a little competition.
Yeah, shout out to Jen.
Hey, Jen. So sorry you're not here.
So fun without you.
But you kept texting us every time you got a new Twitter follower from doing this podcast.
Yeah, all three.
Right. You got like three, but Jen got none. Or Jen got one.
Yeah, she said she got one, but she thought it was spam.
It was probably spam. It was definitely spam. So... To make it even worse, since you're on this without Jen, I want you to give your Twitter handle again so that you can now text us when you get three more Twitter followers.
It's at Filthy Kyle, and I follow Jen. So look at my followers for Jen's
name. Follow Jen.
I don't remember.
We don't need a pity.
It's a really bad Twitter handle.
Jen's?
Yeah, it's hard to remember, isn't it?
No. Well, her name's Jennifer, and her handle, this has been her handle since AOL chat.
Okay.
Ifner24.
Ifner.
She was, when we were in high school, she was Ifner24, and I was Toonlick, or Toons IDH 8, which was Toons Into House, and then I just picked the number 8, but then she always said, it looks like Toons I'd Hate.
Nice.
But my nickname was Toonlick for my cousin. Anyway, I have moved on from Toon's Toonlick. Jen has not. Jen is still her AOL Instant Messenger name, which is Ifner24.
Does she still have an account?
Probably. I think Jen,
so
Jen's
you guys want to IM her.
Right. Jen's email address is probably jen@AOL.com. All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for going to Patreon, patreon.com/Kristen and Chill. If you can't go to Patreon and support the show, please instead, in lieu of flowers, please give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. 5 stars only. There are no 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars, or 1 star. Just 5 stars for the show. And please tell a friend, spread the word, because this is how I'm surviving. So please let me continue to survive. Minimally, of course, but survive nonetheless. So thank you.
Just gotta buy those fries.
I do. And McDonald's is getting expensive.
It is.
It really is.
Everything is.
Anyway, unbelievable. So please support me so I can go buy my McDonald's breakfast meals, patreon.com/Kristen and Chill. And until then, stay bored enough to listen,
but not too bored.
Bye, guys. So it's recording. So if you'd like to just do some improv while I'm gone.
Yes, that's what I wanted to do. It's a good thing you told me. What if I was just like ripping ass?
Oh, my gosh, I should have told you. Yeah.
What? What do you think? I just do that every time you leave the room?
Yeah.
I do it with you in the room. I didn't say a word.
Damn it. You're a real performer.
Could have been like the Jinx.
What's the Jinx?
The doc about Robert Durst, where he's like, yeah, I killed them all. I don't know, but I just heard that was all fake.
No.
That they added it extremely to make him sound like, no. Like if they played the whole thing, he's like, I know what they're looking for. They're looking for me to say I killed them all.
Oh.
And like they cut that part right out.
God.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The guy's a maniac.
Well, clearly, like his eyes.
Yeah.
I've never seen deader eyes.
Yeah, he's. I was hoping we'd just do a Game of Thrones recap show. You don't watch it?
I want everyone to shut up about Game of Thrones and Avengers.